Now, one of the difficulties that we have is the future. But the future is what Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed. Yes, you have your free will, but the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Be not hasty. Don't rush into it. Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses His servants. Sadqa will change your destiny. Worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, dua will change your destiny. Make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, protect me from the calamities of tomorrow. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, give me halal sustenance in abundance. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, make my children obedient. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, let me protect my salah. And when you make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, if the worry of the future comes to you, immediately recite Durood As-Salam, make a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and say, right, I have given this particular worry into the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and by the mercy of the Creator and the blessings of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah this will be good for me. And then you've dealt with it in your mind. And alhamdulillah, you're not worried about it. A couple of more things. Sometimes we're depressed because of criticism. People, especially in this era of social media, and you've got trolling going on and everything else, a lot of people are upset because of social media and criticism or general criticism that people make of them. Look, people criticize for the sake of criticizing. Even foolish ones were so foolish and so ignorant that they criticized the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They criticized the amazing messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Na'udhu billah, they criticized the magnificent companions of Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are you and I? Their condemnation or their approval of you shouldn't matter. It's not how you look in the eyes of others, but how you are in the court of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you need to change your mindset, because you will never be able to please the people. If you constantly worry about what others think of you, your life will always lead to depression, because you will be thinking, he doesn't think good of me, what does he think of me? And don't go there, because you can never please everybody. You should simply be thinking that I'm on this earth, I've got this short life, not to please these people, but to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. And let me tell you a little secret. If you develop that mindset gradually over time and make sure your actions are just for Allah Azza wa Jalla, then the beauty of this will be that the people will start to accept you as well. Because when Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you, He asks the angels to love you, and He asks the creation to start loving you as well. And when everybody loves you, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, you will find bliss. But if you set out to impress the people, do things for the people, then be prepared for depression. But if you make the right intention, and this is why Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, time and time again, in the Madani Muzakaras and in the Madani Namad booklet, right at the top says, make sure you have the right intention before any action. Because that action has positive and negative energy and connotations. And when you make the right intention before any action, then alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, with that right action comes right and positive energy. Subhanallah. So, expect people are going to be criticizing you. Expect people are not going to be grateful for you helping them. But if you're doing it purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then the beauty of this will be that you won't be bothered about the people. You will get comfort in the heart in helping others purely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla.